one of the contemplations that I've found very helpful and used over time to contemplate, you know, what, as one is practicing, you know, it's a breathing in, breathing out, you know, and what kind of a mood, a mental state, a thought, if this were the last moment of my life, if I were going to die right now, is this the kind of mental state that I want to carry with me into my death? Is this the kind of mood or thought that I want in my last moment? Well, I've always found it just restructures radically what I'm holding on to and where I want to direct attention. Dispassion. And not dispassion in a cool, unfeeling sense. It's dispassion in the sense of a cool, clear, circumspect observation of reality and truth. But dispassion brings us back to the possibility of the mind to be really clear and not be shaken and moved by the moods and thoughts that just endlessly sort of bubble up in the mind. That reflection on death, dying, that is, if I were to die right now, is this a suitable mental state? Is this a suitable thought to be carrying with me? And what kind of mental state do I want to bring to my last moment, to my last breath? And then certainly that quality of dispassion is high up on the list. So to bring those reflections into play. Investigating dispassion, I breathe in. Investigating dispassion, I breathe out.